And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 27th of February, 2011. The birthday of the novelist John Steinbeck, Salinas, California, 1902. His most productive decade was the 1930s. He wrote the novel Tortilla Flat, set in Monterey, California, in dubious battle about fruit pickers on strike in a California valley, of mice and men, set on a ranch in Soledad, just southeast of Salinas, the story of the farm worker Lenny and his friend George, which was a big success and also a book which has been banned in many places. And then Grapes of Wrath came out in 1940, after which Steinbeck worked as a journalist in the 1940s, first as a war correspondent from the Mediterranean and North Africa in World War II. And after the war, he took trips to the Soviet Union, to Moscow, Kiev, Stalingrad, and out-of-the-way places in the Soviet Union, tried learning Russian, published his notes in 1948 in a book, A Russian Journal. East of Eden came out in 1952, and then Travels with Charlie, 1962. And in the same year, John Steinbeck won the Nobel Prize for Literature. When a reporter at a press conference asked if he thought he deserved it, he said, frankly, no. And afterwards, Steinbeck was worried about the effect of the Nobel Prize on him as a writer. He said, "I don't remember anyone doing any work after receiving the prize, except maybe George Bernard Shaw. The Nobel Prize has, in effect, amounted to an epitaph." And as it happened, John Steinbeck died 6 years later, not having published a book after winning the Nobel Prize. His masterpiece, The Grapes of Wrath, in which he wrote, "The cars of the migrant people crawled out of the side roads onto the great cross-country highway, and they took the migrant way to the west. And because they were lonely and perplexed, because they had all come from a place of sadness and worry and defeat, and because they were all going to a mysterious new place, a strange thing happened. The 20 families became one family. The children were the children of all. The loss of home became one loss, and the golden time in the West was one dream." John Steinbeck, who said, "The writer must believe that what he is doing is the most important thing in the world, and he must hold to this illusion even when he knows it is not true." Here's a poem for today by Killian McDonnell, quoting Psalm 101, verse 2, "I will walk the way of perfection," the poem entitled "Perfection, Perfection." "I have had it with perfection. I have packed my bags. I am out of here, gone. As certain as rain will make you wet, perfection will do you in. It droppeth not as dew upon the summer grass to give liberty and green joy. Perfection straineth out the quality of mercy, withers rapture at its birth. Before the battle is half begun, cold probity thinks it can't be won, concedes the war. I've handed in my notice, given back my keys, signed my severance check. I quit. Hints I could have taken. Even the perfect chiseled form of Michelangelo's radiant David squints. The Venus de Milo has no arms. The Liberty Bell is cracked." A poem by Killian McDonnell, Perfection, Perfection, from his collection Swift, Lord, You Are Not, published by St. John's University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.